Joining us now is Joe Song, BofA Securities Senior U.S. Economist. Joe, good to see you here. Look, the markets traded down initially on this better-than-expected number. What's your take?
Look, we think that it's a very positive number. It very much feels like strong across the board, with strong beats on the top line number at 943,000. You had the unemployment rate coming down meaningfully, and for good reasons at that. You saw a lot more workers go from unemployed to the employed camp. And you saw really strong wage growth, and it was not only in just those sectors impacted by the reopening. It was broad-based wage gains, so that should help offset some of the strong inflation that we've been seeing so far for households. So overall, a really positive read on the labor market for the month of July. Now, if I have to nitpick and be the skunk at the garden party, you could argue that some of the job gains were in the education sector, public education sector, where there was actually a pull forward in hiring demand due to a strong enrollment in summer school. And also remember that this July report was conducted prior to the real big surge in the Delta variant. So it's very possible that you could see some pullback in hiring activity in August.
Yeah, Joe, we were kind of talking about the impact or maybe lack thereof of the Delta variant. And I guess I'm curious how you guys think about that as a general construct within sort of all your work. Is it a wait and see kind of thing? Is it a risk to be monitored? Because I think that the straight read on today's report is that the recovery continues at about the pace that it had been, which is, suggestive of an economy that continues, really the question around variants, right? Will it change the trajectory? And it seems initially that the answer so far has at least been no.
Yeah, it's definitely a wait and see moment. This is with the impact of the Delta variant. So far, our internal data on spending suggests that there has been a modest slowdown, but it hasn't been a severe one. So it very much might be that we kind of shrug it off as we continue on over the summer. But I think this is one of the reasons why Chair Powell and some of the Fed, FOMC members want to see multiple employment prints that are, well above trend before making any meaningful changes to the path of policy, because they know that, the COVID pandemic and the new rise in the Delta variant is such a meaningful downside risk to their outlook. So this is one of the reasons why they want to be patient and wait until they actually have realized progress before making any changes.
Hey, Joe, Brian Chung here. But at the same time, we are seeing bond yields on the move. When you take a look at the 10-year, I'm looking at 125 right now, obviously still low compared to where we were seeing things in the spring. But what does that bond movement maybe tell you about how markets are pricing in, not only just the Fed's reaction function, but where the economy is going to go? I mean, yes, bond yields move for any reason. It could be economic optimism or pessimism, but it could also be Fed policy as well. What are you gleaning from that?
Yeah, I think the bond market is still in wait and see mode as well. They want the data to prove it, that we are on this stronger trajectory. There are some concerns in the second half of this year. We are coming. The outlook has been downgraded some by people on the street. So I think that is keeping some bond participants a bit skittish and staying on the sidelines. That being said, our outlook is still looking for a strong recovery in the second half of this year, all things considered. The Fed, we think that will continue to, move along the path towards tapering and announcing tapering by the fall. And all of those, once that is realized, we do think that that bond market should, sell off and continue to, and yields should continue to rise by the year end.
Joe, help the average investor understand, why isn't the Delta variant really starting to impact the U.S. labor market?
So one thing that we've noticed is, even though there has been a rise in cases, hospitalizations and deaths have been relatively, hasn't moved in tandem for one as we saw in the prior waves. And what that has allowed a lot of state and local governments to do is stay open, right? They haven't had to put in meaningful business restrictions, which has been one of the big catalysts, previously that slowed down hiring activity and also made workers, more reluctant to reenter the labor market. But given that, we have a lot more workers that have been vaccinated and we are keeping the hospital issues and death counts down, that's allowing, workers to remain engaged in the labor force and for businesses to continue to hire.
Now, Joe, I guess right now, though, how do you think about labor market churn, which you might not get the best capture of from this report? You might get a better perspective on that from the JOLTS report. I mean, we're seeing a lot of turnover, right? When you take a look at, you know, what Powell was saying at the last FOMC, people are shopping carefully for their next job, whether that's a person in retail or maybe Lionel Messi, right? I mean, a lot of people are looking for other jobs. How important is that going to be as we get into the later parts of this year? Do you think that the turnover is still going to be as high as they are right now?
No, that's crucial for a healthy labor market to see strong turnover. And it's actually one of the reasons why we've seen, you know, kind of a weaker labor market recovery, where we've seen a mismatch between labor and demand, which has lowered the job finding rate for a lot of the unemployed workers. But, you know, I would note, I was looking at the data before coming on, and you did see a pickup in the workers who, you know, who went from unemployed to employed. So you should see the job finding rate pick up modestly in July. And as we start to work through some of these, you know, frictions in the labor market, you know, you should see the job finding rate pick up, and that should, you know, ease some of the issues that we are seeing in the labor market with a lot of the labor market constraints that businesses are talking about. And ultimately, that should mean that we should see job growth accelerate into the fall.
All right, we'll leave it there. Joe Tsang, BofA Securities senior U.S. economist. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon.